I'm DJ Frederick, and this is an hour for crate diggers, full of library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. Light up the lava lamp and come on a sonic journey. We will begin at the tone.
Coordinated Universal Time. National Institute of Standards and Technology Time. This is radio station WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado, broadcasting on internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Inquiries regarding these transmissions may be directed to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, radio station WWV, 2000 East County Road 58, Fort Collins, Connecticut, 80524.
Thank you. chains to bind your hands.
Not if my love can't bind your heart.
And there's no need to take a stand,
for it was I who chose to start.
From 1967, the first recording of Angel of the Morning, that was Evie Sands. And before that, we heard the very first recording of Time is on My Side, made famous by the Rolling Stones later on, but that was Kai Winding from 1963. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. In a moment, we're going to have a set of library music, so please stay tuned.
Celebrating 3 decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives. Plants and herbs used by rainforest dwellers have long been the basis for Western medicines. But do indigenous peoples ever reap the benefits of these discoveries? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
When our drugs can get to these people, they'll be far better off than they are now using plant materials which may vary at different times of the year or different times of the day even, and they might have to go half a mile or a mile away to get it, and so forth.
Dr. Richard Evan Schultes is Jeffrey Professor of Biology and Director of the Botanical Museum at Harvard University, Emeritus. He spent years in the rainforests of South America working with indigenous peoples and studying their use of herbal medicines.
Take quinine, a tree that grows natively only in the Andes, discovered from Indians by some Jesuit missionaries and became famous because it cured the wife of the viceroy of Peru, who had a high fever, and some Indians said This Bach will help him. For many years, quinine was the only thing. How many millions of poor people in India, where the rice paddies were the spawning ground of these malarial mosquitoes, how many millions would have died with malaria unless they'd had cheap quinine? But it wasn't a monopoly of the advanced civilized countries. It was available for the whole world.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Some of the sweetest sounds in nature are made by birds, and some of the sweetest sounds in human music are made by acoustic instruments. And it's these sounds Chip Colcord will bring you every Sunday at 21 hours UTC in a program he calls Out of the Woods. If you're not impressed with the sound of heavily amplified guitars, synthesizers, sample instruments, then Out of the Woods is the program for you. Acoustic music is thriving in this technological age, and Chip Colcord will bring us the very best. If your musical taste stretches to folk, bluegrass, country, or in fact any kind of acoustic music, then Out of the Woods is the very program for you. Out of the Woods, Sunday, 21 hours UTC, and also available from our program gallery.
The best variety of music and information from around the world. This is the Global Voice, radio for all.
bit of a tribute there to Frances Lai, who passed away recently. That was Herbie Mann and Tomiko Jones with A Man and a Woman. Great tune that Frances Lai wrote, among many, many others. Before that, a couple of tunes from Emile Richards from the LP New Time Element. We heard the theme from The Sand Pebbles and Happy Together. We started off that set with Arawak and Akade a Boston, or Boston, for you New Englanders. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. According to historian Richard Hooker, in 1791, the French plantations on the island of Hispaniola offered some of the most cruel conditions that African-American slaves had ever suffered. On August 22, 1791, egged on by the voodoo priest named Bukman, over 100,000 slaves rose up against the vastly outnumbered and infinitely hated French. Unlike the French Revolution and the American Revolution, the Haitian Revolution was entirely driven by the passions of the men and women who had been enslaved most, if not all, of their lives. Quote, they didn't simply desire liberty, they wanted vengeance, unquote. Over the next 3 weeks, the Haitian slaves burned every plantation throughout the fertile regions of Haiti and executed all the Frenchmen they could find. The French fled to the seacoast towns and pleaded with France to help them out while the island burned. For a short while, a brilliant and charismatic ex-slave named Francois Dominique Toussaint managed to hold the French at bay by pitting the British and the Spanish against them, but his influence came to an end with the rise of Napoleon Bonaparte in France. Aside from the fact that Bonaparte did not like sharing power, he was also a deep-seated racist. Napoleon sent General Victor Leclerc with over 20,000 soldiers to unseat Toussaint, who then waged guerrilla warfare against the French. Toussaint was imprisoned, and what followed next was one of the most horrifying struggles in history. Leclerc decided to simply execute blacks whenever and wherever he found them. According to Richard Hooker, the slaughter that Leclerc perpetrated on noncombatants would not be equaled until the Holocaust of World War II. Tune in for our next Hidden History on the influence of the Haitian Revolution on the American South. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Exploring science in the sea. Seagrass beds provide a home for many species of fish. The fish can hide from predators in the blades of grass and find food in the sand and mud on the bottom. But when the beds get thinner and patchier, the fish thin out too. There are fewer fish and fewer species of fish, so it's important to keep seagrass beds intact. Splitting them up is bad for the entire ecosystem. A team of researchers studied this effect, called habitat fragmentation, in seagrass beds in Back Sound, off the coast of North Carolina. The scientists looked at a large area of the seafloor. Some parts of it were almost completely covered with seagrass. In other parts, though, the beds were patchy. Seagrass covered only a small fraction of the bottom. The researchers found that some patchiness was okay, as long as the seagrass covered enough of the total surface area. When the patches were small and isolated, though, things weren't as bright. The number of species of fish found in the patches went down, and so did the density of fish. The beds weren't as thickly settled. In part, that may be because some species of fish that inhabit seagrass beds aren't especially good swimmers. Trying to travel from one patch of grass to another makes them easy prey for larger, faster fish, thinning out the population. Loss of seagrass beds is a growing problem. Many human activities are damaging these vital habitats, so it's important to keep the beds intact, providing a solid foundation for coastal ecosystems. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
Here at the Global Voice, we're constantly striving to be the best internet radio station, but we can't do that without your help. If you have any comments or suggestions about anything you hear, feel free to contact us anytime by email at feedback@theglobalvoice.info. That's FEEDBACK at theglobalvoice, all one word, .info. And if you're interested in hosting a live or pre-recorded show with us in any language, write to management@theglobalvoice.info. That's management at theglobalvoice.info. The Global Voice. We love to hear from you.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice. You know, At the Tone is a show that features easy jazz, library music, psychedelic pop, and roams through the world of music from the 1960s through today. It's music to help you find your groove. Music for the mighty mellow. We continue now with a colorful test pattern in your mind. One of the biggest influences that I've had in pursuing my radio career, if you could call it a career, it's sort of a hobby. It's what I do for enjoyment. One of my biggest influences has been my father, who appeared on radio live back when radio was broadcast live in the 1930s. He was a singing cowboy, played cowboy country and western music, a lot of standards and a lot of folk songs. He enlisted in World War II and fought overseas for 3 years. He fought against fascism in India and the country that was then known as Burma. And he taught me to appreciate peace. And this January, he would have been 100 years old. He was born in 1919. So this is an anti-war song dedicated to my dad, Herman Moe.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. It's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry. But he's still behind and he'll meditate. But it won't stop the bleeding or ease the hate. As the young men move out into the battle zone, he feels good. With God, you're never alone. He feels so tired and he lays on his bed. Hopes the men will find courage in the words that he said.
Thank you. are soldiers of God, you must understand. The fate of your country is in your young hands. May God give you strength, do your job real well. If it all was worth it, only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky pilot, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill."
Celebrating three decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives.
We're listening to music of the Mangbetu people of northeastern Zaire. Mangbetu women use snail shells as percussion instruments. It's symbolic of a culture that derives most of its resources from its surroundings. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Tom Miller is with the American Museum of Natural History's Department of Anthropology.
The peoples of northeastern Zaire maintain a close relationship with their environment, and this is reflected in every aspect of their lives, in the musical instruments they play, which are made out of the materials in the forest or the savanna where they live. It's reflected in their ceremonies, in which they invoke the healing powers of nature, and in their medicines, which are drawn from plants and their medicinal properties. The sounds in a people's music reflect the materials that are available to them in their environment for making instruments. So the relationship of a people to its environment can actually be heard in the types of materials that they play music on.
Miller says that the strong sense of connection with nature may have helped preserve the Mangbetu's cultural identity in the face of contact with the outside world.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You are listening to The Global Voice. You are listening to The Global Voice.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Thank you. I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at half past 11, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea.
H-A-D-D-Y-S-T, A-D-I-O-L, Happy Station on the air, Sunday's here again. Dial a smile and have some fun, beat those B-tables on the run, H-A-D-D-Y-S-T.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show.
Thank you.
There by a band called Quiver, who went on to record with the Sutherland Brothers. You may have heard of the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver. That was a tune called Cool Evening. Well, I hope it's a cool evening where you are, not too cold, not too freezing, but very enjoyable. I appreciate you listening. This is DJ Frederick. It's At the Tone on the Global Voice. Wishing you many blessings. And let us find and honor the paths of peace. Shalom.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be. Something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be. Someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be. Something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. 'Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. About the world as it is. Why must we go on hating?